Hey, good morning, my friends, and welcome back to The Morning Mindset. It is time for you and me to get our minds aligned with the truth of God. And I want to invite you to join me tomorrow for our bonus Pray Together episode. We do two episodes on Fridays. One is this typical Morning Mindset 5 to 6 minute devotional. The other is the Pray Together episode, where believers in Jesus Christ have shared their requests with us, and we pray for them together in a longer episode on Fridays. Please join me. Please pray with me for the needs. We are seeing answers to prayer. We are having many things shared with us week to week. We would love for you to be a part of the Pray Together episode starting tomorrow, if you have not already. You can also discover a way in the description of this episode how you can share your prayer requests with us. I want to ask you to think about the last time you heard someone say, "Don't judge me." Have you heard someone say that? Now, when someone says that, what is your impression of what they're really trying to say? It's always felt to me like when someone says, "Don't judge me," first of all, they're angry that they're feeling condemned or criticized or ridiculed or perhaps even scrutinized in some way. There's that part of it. But there's also this sense in which they're saying, "Don't look too closely at my life. I don't want you in my business. I don't want you telling me that what I'm doing is not best or is not right." Isn't that really what's being said? And we do hear that phrase periodically in our culture. We hear it in the church. People who profess to believe in Jesus Christ saying, "Don't judge me." And they'll use passages like the one we're going to read today as justification for saying that. They will say, "You're not supposed to judge as a believer." And I think it's important that we dig into passages like this and understand what's really being said. Because to use this passage that we're going to read today in the way that I just described is to empty it of its power rather than to allow it to speak for what it really says. And it's also to eliminate the possibility within the church of any kind of assessment and strong encouragement to people to move out of damaging sinful behaviors and into better, more godly behaviors for the sake of acknowledging God as their God. All right, let's read the passage and then we'll get back to it. Now remember, in chapter 1, Paul has just laid out this whole big snowball of sin, sort of a dynamic. And he's shown how sin begets sin. And everything that has happened in terms of sin in the world has come about because of man's willingness to exchange the truth of God for lies and embrace the lies rather than embrace God. Okay, that's the context of what he's about to say. He says, "Therefore, you have no excuse, O man, every one of you who judges. For in passing judgment on another, you condemn yourself, because you, the judge, practice the very same things. We know that the judgment of God rightly falls on those who practice such things. Do you suppose, O man, you who judge those who practice such things and yet do them yourself, that you will escape the judgment of God? Or do you presume on the riches of his kindness and forbearance and patience, not knowing that God's kindness is meant to lead you to repentance? But because of your hard and impenitent heart, you are storing up wrath for yourself on the day of wrath when God's righteous judgment will be revealed." Now, is Paul talking about not judging? Yes, he is. But he's talking about not judging from the standpoint of condemnation. You see that Greek word that's used for judgment is the idea of condemnation. It's like writing someone off because of their sinful behavior. It's saying, "I'm going to condemn you for that behavior," when in reality, we have similar or sometimes the exact behavior going on in our own hearts that we're unwilling to look at. And my friends, this is a hard place to look. This is a hard sort of self-assessment, but I want to ask you to do it today. I want you to look at your own heart, your own attitudes, your own life. And it's been said that many times the things that bother us the most in others are the exact same thing that we don't like in ourselves. And I think there is oftentimes some truth to that. My friends, what is it that is in you that needs to be repented of, that needs to be submitted back to the Lordship of Jesus Christ, where you would say, yes, Jesus, I want to do this your way and not my way. And then how does that turn around and manifest itself outwardly toward others? Are you condemning of others? Are you storing up God's wrath for yourself by hypocritically criticizing others when you do the same things? We're going to come back to this passage tomorrow because there's more to be learned here about what it means to judge and when it's right and when it's wrong.